The sermon is based on all three readings. I'll read one of the verses back, pray, and you'll be seated. Did you listen in that Old Testament reading? God said to his people, who were saying, verse 10 and 11, who say to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us what is right. Speak to us smooth things. Prophesy illusions. Leave the way. Turn aside from the path. Let us hear no more about the Holy One of Israel. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. It was not infrequent. It happened often that God told the Old Testament prophets, tell them something very hard. They are sinning. They are worshiping false gods. They need to repent. These verses in Isaiah talk about the thinking of people. Don't tell us bad things. Don't tell us hard things. Tell us smooth things, easy things. Now, verse 11 in Isaiah 30 is interesting. He has them even saying to the prophets of God, leave the way, turn aside from the path. Let us hear no more about the Holy One of Israel. If we would say those things, we will not have a good year. You see the title of the sermon, whether good or bad, we wait for Jesus. In our world, there are difficult things, there are things that are easier and enjoyable. But Jesus didn't say you can fall asleep during the hard things, or he didn't say you can fall asleep during the easy things. He said, be awake. Be ready. In Isaiah, we see that it is not only the faithfulness of people that's not forgotten, but unbelieving, unfaithfulness is also not forgotten. And at the end, Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 25, the sheep and the goats, and what the goats did not do for Jesus, the other people, and what the sheep did do for Jesus, the other people, they were remembered. On those calendar, God has everything remembered and written down. In Jesus, he forgets our sins. But you see, those people were saying to the prophets, but don't talk to us about the Holy One of Israel. In the Old Testament would mean, don't talk to us about the covenant promise. Don't talk to us about the covenant commands. Don't talk to us about the sacrifices to the Holy One of Israel. Don't talk to us at all. Well, okay. Then you are not with God, both the hard and the easy. If we reject God's word, even the hard things, we reject God. And that was the warning that Isaiah had for the people. If you say to the prophets, turn away from the Holy One of God, you are rejecting God. There is a very strong word of forgiveness and love in verse 15 of Isaiah 30. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. Notice when he says, in quietness and trust, that is your strength. When we wait on God and know that he is in charge, when we trust in him, that is our strength. Our strength is not in ourselves. It's trusting in God. And so Isaiah is telling to the people of his day, some are saying this to the seers and prophets of the Lord, don't talk to us like this. Don't talk to us about the Holy One of Israel. We don't want to hear it. Well, then, you're not of God. But in returning to him, in believing in him, in trusting in him, that is your strength. That is your salvation. Thinking about Luke 12, Jesus calls those blessed who are awake. Verse 37 of the gospel reading, verse from Luke 12, blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. I don't know if you remember, but both a sermon and a writing, a little essay I wrote and distributed about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago now. I talked about the Beatitudes in Matthew 5 from the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are they. And I mentioned that Jesus is saying what the kingdom of God looks like. Remember that? The kingdom or the reign of God looks like this. The people who are like this, that's what the reign of God is. Jesus uses the same phrase here to teach about people who are blessed in the kingdom of God. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. There is the kingdom of God. There is the reign of God. Those who are waiting for Christ. And there's a lot of things we can look at there, but Jesus, he really is warning his disciples, advising his disciples. It's interesting in the Kinkomba language, the language we learned when we were in Ghana. The word for warn and advise in Kinkomba are the same word. Warn, advise, same word. He's advising his disciples. He's warning his disciples. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. Jesus is saying to us in our lives, there's going to be a lot of things going on. It may seem very late in the night. It may seem very late as you endure, endure, endure. But blessed if you are awake. And we remember he's telling his disciples this. That last verse, verse 40 in the reading. So also you must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. You do not expect. As much as we can be in the Word of God and should be, and as much as we pray to the Lord and are active in our Christian lives, Jesus says, you will not expect my return. So be ready at every time. He is talking to his disciples here. He's talking to his faithful ones. You won't expect it. You'll be surprised how it comes. So be ready, watching, waiting. So we were waiting and watching in 2020. Jesus still might come. There's a few hours left. But then I would be expecting him. So 2021. Looks like these masks are going to be with us for some time yet. We don't know exactly the timing it's going to be. And other things will happen too in 2021 and the years beyond. As Paul wrote, the Christians at Rome, in Romans 8, He wanted to reassure them that no matter what happened, no matter at all, they were with God, and God with them. He starts out that section, if God is for us, who can be against us? Now, we remember, we connect this to, it's the same type of teaching, the same theology, the same teaching as from Isaiah. If God is for us, well, it's for also those who are for God, those who want his word. If one would behave about like the people that Isaiah is talking about, oh, don't talk to us about the Holy One of Israel. Oh, just give us smooth sayings. Don't leave the path. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about those who want God, who live in God, who have his word and believe in God and his Savior, Jesus Christ. For thus, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? One of the very important parts of going through Lent and Holy Week and remembering the suffering and death of Jesus Christ is connected right to these words. If Jesus would do all this for me, if God the Father would send his only begotten Son into the world to do all this for me, to die like that and to rise, won't he take care of me? Paul had quite a list there in this reading. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? None of these can separate us from the love of Christ. And notice, he doesn't say these things will not happen, but he is saying when these things happen in your love life, you are not separated from Christ. These cannot separate us. So that he concludes in this section in verse 38 and 39. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation. Anything else in all creation, that's the whole created order. That is the universe. That is all things on earth. All things in the universe, creation, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That calendar of 2021 is in the name of Jesus. That's how we enter each year and leave each year, is in the name of Jesus. And then we know whatever happens on each day in the calendar, God's love is with us, for it's in Christ. I'm looking at my notes. So we are waiting for Jesus. We're waiting for Jesus in 2020. And we're waiting for Jesus in 2021 and beyond. And good things might happen and bad things might happen. But we are waiting in the name of Jesus. And in that name, God's love is always with us. God's protection is always with us. God's plan is always with us. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for watching over us this whole past year. Different things have happened in our lives. Illnesses, deaths, births, celebrations, job losses, new jobs, job changes. So many different things have happened. And yet, Lord, it's all in the name of Jesus. And you have been with us all this way. So also give us strength and endurance and joy to enter the new year. In the name of Jesus, with your love and care. All these things we bring to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.